Describe a park or garden in your city.
Do young people like going to parks?
Yes, I think most young people like to go to parks. There's a lot of space in a park, and people can usually sit down, walk around, or play on some equipment in the park. Some parks also have art installations in them, which make them very interesting to visit. Other parks have spectacular landscaping with water features, bamboo forests, special floral arrangements when certain flowers are in season, ponds with koi fish and other marine life. Take Yu Garden in Shanghai, for example. Many young people love to go there because it is so peaceful and beautiful, but also represents Chinese history. There are a lot of beautiful ancient Chinese buildings inside, bridges that go over ponds full of koi fish and turtles and exquisite garden landscaping. It's a perfect place to visit, be entertained, and take multiple selfies with your friends.
What do old people like to do in parks?
Old people like to do activities in parks. For example, many people of the older generations like to do Tai Chi, dance to music, or exercise. And many parks in China have facilities and space for these people to do such activities. It doesn't matter what city you're in, you can always find a group of old people gathered in the park to do something they love to do. I think one of the most popular activities among them is square dancing. They get a group of about a dozen to even over 100 people, and they all agree on a time to meet up in the square. Someone leads the dance, and they all dance together. They believe this is the best way to stay physically active.
What benefits can parks bring to a city? There are several benefits parks bring to a city. The first one is nature. Cities are concrete jungles, and it's not natural for people to live like this. People need nature and parks to provide this for them. Also, wherever there is a tree and some water, there are also birds and other water animals. The second benefit is that parks provide a space for people to do things they love, like exercise, socializing, having a barbecue, or seeing something famous or beautiful. One such park exists in Shanghai. If you look down at the park from above, you can see they have created a giant piano. This space is very large, and there are many performances and dancing that take place here. So parks also bring people together. Finally, I think parks also improve the environment. Trees are known to create more oxygen, and this helps with pollution levels. So the more trees in a city, the better people will breathe and feel.
What are the benefits of going to the park for young people and old people?
I think the benefits are fairly similar, but young people and old people usually go to parks for different reasons. I'd say that older people spend more time in parks socializing, dancing, exercising, and so on. The benefits for them, therefore, would be that they get to be with their friends and not feel lonely. They get to get out of the house, rather, and do something entertaining. And if they're exercising, then they get health benefits, too. As far as young people go, they usually go to parks to go for a walk in nature, maybe take some time for themselves, sit and have their lunch or a picnic, or maybe even go on a date. Whatever they're choosing to do, I'd say it's more with the intention of relaxing and slowing down. So the benefits for younger people include less stress and more calm.
Why do some people like planting flowers?
Flowers are pretty. They are colorful and often bring lovely insects like bees and butterflies into the garden. They brighten up a space and make it feel more happy. For example, if a garden only has trees in it, although it is still beautiful, flowers give it more color, more variety, and make it more interesting. I guess that's why many people love gardening. Besides, some individuals find gardening to be a fantastic way to spend their time. For instance, those who aren't interested in sports or outdoor activities might take up gardening as a hobby and discover a true sense of accomplishment in watching flowers of various colors bloom.
Would you say people should help maintain public parks and gardens? Should people who live in cities help keep parks tidy?
I don't think it's the job of the people to clean the parks.
People have busy lives, and they should not have to be responsible for taking care of the public parks. After all, these are established by the government, so they should be responsible for keeping them in good condition. However, given that people use parks, I do believe that people have a responsibility to not litter. There are bins provided in most parks, and if someone is drinking a coffee, for example, they know that they should put the coffee in the bin when they're finished drinking it. Also, if someone walks their dog in the park, that person should pick up after their dog. So, although I don't believe people should be maintaining the condition of the park, I do think they should take care if they visit the park.